I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Hampton Dumont Cal baseball coach Matt Loganvitz, recapping the recently completed 2025 season. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here today. Ends up being a 7-21 season, certainly a year of growth. We've talked throughout the year how you had kind of a tough start to the year, a great strength of schedule, but as it turns out, you put yourselves in position to contend in that first round postseason game with what ended up being a state tournament team against Boone in that first round game. So just kind of want to get your perspective on how you guys are kind of able to put yourselves in position to, do that, even though it wasn't necessarily the most wins on the season. Certainly a year where you experienced a little bit of growth throughout the year.
Yeah, and we kind of knew that going into the year that with the inexperience and youth that we had kind of coming in in key positions, that it was going to have to be a growth year for us. When we look to really compete, obviously the win-loss record is nothing that anybody really wants to have, but you're going to have these years from time to time where you just really need to grow and you really need to work on your own individual skills and building as a team, and the wins will eventually come for this group as we continue to move forward. So I think we were playing our best baseball towards the end of the year. And I think it proved that yeah, Boone was a state tournament team, and we up 1-0 there going into the fourth inning, and then really we're about 1 to 2 plays away from getting out of that inning, either still up 1-0 or tied 1-1. So just losing 5-1 there and really competing with the state tournament team, I think just showed our boys that we did get better. We could compete with the top level talent in our district.
And whether it's at the start of the season or at some times throughout the season, what do you think are some of the biggest things that you and your coaches kind of challenged the guys on, ultimately how they were able to respond to some of those challenges here throughout the season?
Yeah, we kind of broke down pretty much everything. Everything from where they stand in the batter's box to what pitches they're looking at to, when they're in the dugout, what are they looking at? Are they just talking to each other about, what's going on the next night or what they did yesterday or those types of things? Or are they looking at like what are pitch sequences and what are they doing, those types of things? So, which is, we haven't had to do that here in a few years. So having to just kind of take that and understanding that they're young and understanding that with that youth, you also are going to have where you're not going to have that baseball knowledge that you would have with juniors and seniors, for those things. So we broke everything down for them. We kind of challenged them to take what we were trying to teach them and implement that into games. And towards the end of we really started seeing some of those improvements, and kids started to really hit the ball well. After a couple little tweaks from those types of things, you saw like Hunter Rican, had 2 hits in the postseason game, and Vosburgh hit the ball pretty well towards the end of the season as well. So it's they'll keep growing, they'll keep getting better. We challenge them here at the end of the season to don't stop now. The stuff, I know we're done playing baseball, but the net stays up and the stuff is still there. So get out there this fall, continue to hit, continue to try to get better, and try to drive yourself to be the best player you can be, which is then going to in turn help us be the best team that we can be.
When it comes to some of your all-conference selections, you ended up having three make it here this year. On the second team, you had Taylor Mailer and Dawson Weichert, and then Jackson Moats on the third team. What can you say about those guys and their contributions in earning those earning that all-conference recognition?
Yeah, it's great for those three, all three seniors. Taylor Mailer, he missed a large portion of the season last year with an ankle injury. And even when he came back at the end of the season, never was quite 100% for us. So it was great for him to come back out and really show that leadership that we needed there at second base. And then when Carson went down, he just moved over to shortstop, even though he's not comfortable there. It wasn't his natural position. He just said, "Yep, I'll do it," so it was great to be able to recognize him. Dawson had a rough start to the season. He was in golf, so didn't get to a lot of the same practices and a lot of the same stuff that all the rest of the guys were able to get to. So he had a kind of rough start to the season, but towards the middle to end of the season, he was our best pitcher and one of our best hitters. So I think he hit, I went like 5 for 5 or 6 for 6 against St. Ed there towards the end of the season, and Really started to jump up. So it's great. And he's been an all conference, person before. So it was great to be able to continue that. And Jackson Moats, I'm really glad that Jackson was able to be on the all conference team there. And he got a third team this year. Numbers weren't quite as well as what we were hoping they were going to be and what I think he was hoping they were going to be. But he fought for us every day. He pitched every conference game every Monday. He went out there on the mound and gave us the best game that he could give us. And he was probably our most consistent pitcher, probably our most consistent pitcher from 3 years. He started pitching for me as a sophomore. So I'm really proud of these seniors, and it just shows if you do stick it out, in this culture that we have of, if you don't play right away, kids quit. And with baseball being in the summer, there's obviously all kinds of other things to do where kids can work and they can go and just have fun and do all kinds of different things. So, we have, and it's not just at Hampton, Dumont, Cal, it's everywhere, but we have this kind of culture where kids like to quit. But this just kind of shows you, if you will stick it out and you will put in the time and effort, that, you can make all conference teams and all district. That's Dawson Weicker was a honorable mention all district as well. And so you can get to those positions, and it just takes a little work and dedication to the program.
You bet. When it comes to, some of the others, who else kind of comes to mind is maybe some people that, made key contributions, or some people that you thought made some significant growth here throughout the season?
Yeah, I think, I really think all of our young guys. I mean, I moved pretty much everybody into a different position, minus Carson Helmke, who played shortstop for me last year. Blake Burmaster at third base did not start, on varsity. He started on JV, and kind of challenged him to start the year. And it's like, prove me wrong, prove me that you should be playing on varsity. And he did. He played really well on JV and got his opportunity on varsity and never kind of looked back. And so I'm proud of the strides that he made to grow. Hunter Rican, we moved out to the outfield. He had played infield, prior to that, his 2 years into our program. So his growth and strides, and we got some things to still work on out there, but just him being able to read fly balls and being able to be in the right spots when we want him to be, and obviously hitting the ball. It was really nice to see that. Brody Peters was a third baseman. And then we moved him out to the outfield to give Blake Burmaster a chance at varsity. And so he then, again, hasn't played outfield. He did when he was younger, but not since he's been up in our program. So him moving out there really, again, showed growth and some strides and made the correct reads and correct plays for what we wanted him to do. And then putting in a freshman behind the dish with Vosburgh, being a catcher, that's a very difficult position to throw anybody in, let alone somebody that's like, hey, you're a freshman, you haven't played varsity before. He missed all of last season with a collarbone fracture, arm fracture. And it's just, it's like, hey, this is this position we need you to play. And he went in there and, again, got some things to work on. We need to block a little bit better. We need to work on it being a little bit more quicker release and those types of things. But hit the ball really well once he got comfortable in the box. And all of those guys just showed immense growth throughout the season, along with just the coachability to say, yeah, I'll do whatever the team needs in order for us to try to be successful and moving positions and getting to those. So I'm really proud of everybody that kind of, went into those different roles, with an open mind to say, yeah, I'll give it a shot and see what we can do.
All right, just a few things left for you here. I do want to give you a chance to recognize the senior class as well. Ended up being seven of them on the roster this year, quite a large percentage of the varsity roster this year as well.
Yeah, there was seven seniors. We only have three juniors and only three sophomores, and the rest were freshmen and eighth graders on our entire roster this year. So seniors were out there. There were a lot of differences in what we've done from the past years. So these younger kids kind of came in and kind of really hungry to get positions and do those things. And we knew that they were going to be that way. And our seniors really led them to teach them what they need to do and how they need to be, coached and how they need to be in their infield practices and just what it takes to be successful in the NCC, which is a very good baseball conference, in the 3A, which is obviously very competitive up and down as you go through everything. And so it was really nice to have those seven seniors kind of be in there, and each of them, you know, fit into their role very nicely. We had, you know, like Jackson Moach is, he got some at bats and played a little third and some different things, but really he's a pitcher for us. And he's like, I know I'm a pitcher. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to throw innings. And you know, Brody Robertson, he did the same thing. It's like, I'm going to pitch. I know I'm going to pitch once a week. And then if I get a chance to play a little third or get a chance to play a little first or whatnot, that's just what we're going to do. You know, James Stevens as a DH, he wasn't real sure he wanted to be a DH. You know, obviously everybody wants to play two positions. They want to be out in the field and they want to hit and they want to do it all. But he just, you know, fit into his role and really worked on his craft and got better throughout the year. And it, again, he got two hits in the Boone game and really started to improve. So, being able to see those types of things, Cam Peel coming in and playing first base when we needed him, coming in to pitch when we needed him, to do those things. We already talked about Dawson and Taylor just being, you know, catalyst for us in all conference nominations. And then Wyatt Dean, who doesn't get a lot of playing time, but does all the little things that you need out of your senior leaders to just, you know, he's in the dugout and he's talking and he's making sure guys are okay and he's making sure that people have their you know hat and glove when they're on base and those little things. And he'll run and grab fly ball or foul balls and all kinds of different things. He'll run down the line and grab foul balls. And so it's all seven seniors played a contribution to this team, and this team was better for it, regardless of what they did and how they participated.
All right, and last question here for you today. I guess you might have talked about some of this stuff here already, but for your juniors on down, how can they learn from some of these experiences throughout this season? You know, as they go into this off season, ultimately into next season, how can they grow from some of these experiences this year?
Yeah, well, we talked in our postseason meeting that the one big thing that we have to do is we can't just show up next year a year older. We've got to show up a year better. We've got to show up a year of growth, and that takes you know a lot of different things, which everything from we've got to get in the weight room, we've got to get bigger, faster, stronger. You know, we're starting this new performance PE thing at our high school, which I think is going to be great for the kids. It's incorporating kind of our weights program and speed and agility program into the school day, into our PE functions, which is just going to be great for some of the kids, because I think that's one part of it is some of the kids, they can't get up in the morning or they don't have a ride to get there in the morning. Well, now it's during the day, during the school day that you can go in there. So we talked a little bit about that. We've got to get bigger. We've got to get faster. We've got to get a little stronger so that some of these balls that we're hitting for singles, now we can be hitting to the gaps for doubles. You know, when we're throwing 80 to 82, maybe now we're up to 85, 86, you know, some of those types of things. So we talked a little bit about that. We talked about the you know, hitting in the fall, the nets will be up. The baseballs are there. You know, if you need some guidance and some assistance, I can give you some drills to do. I can't obviously go out there and really work with them like you'd like to, but you know, I can give some drills and some different things that they can go out and work on their own for different stuff. So we talked about that, but the biggest thing is just to, you know, make sure that you're not just staying put. Just to make sure that you don't just say, well, baseball season's over, so now I'm not going to touch a baseball or a bat until we start off-season workouts now in the spring. You know, it's like you're going to lose all this valuable time, you know, in the fall and winter that you could be working on your own craft, you know, and working on your own swing and those types of stuff. So that's pretty much what we discussed. We just got to show up, because we're going to be really young here the next 2 years again, with only the three juniors and the three sophomores from this last season. We're going to be pretty young again, but even though we're going to be young, we're going to have that experience now from this year that we can really grow on if they want to really take that next step.
All right, that's Hampton Dumont Cal baseball coach Matt Lokenvitz joining us here on Radio On the Go Sports. Always a pleasure to talk a Bulldog baseball with you, coach, and thanks for the time here today.
Thank you.